Hospital, the U.S. Supreme Court is
Blog Talk Radio.
Coach who lost his job for praying at the 50-yard line after games.
I just can't stop smiling and, you know, thank God and thank everybody that supported me.
The High Court ruled Joe Kennedy's free speech rights were violated, along with the free exercise of religion. The ruling was 6-3. Kennedy was an assistant coach at Bremerton High School in Washington State. The U.S. Supreme Court won't revisit a landmark decision on the First Amendment that set a higher bar to claim libel. New York Times versus Sullivan was a 1964 ruling that established public figures needing to show actual malice to bring about a libel dispute against an individual or media outlet. Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas dissented from the court's decision to turn away the appeal. More women are expected to seek abortion pills following the reversal of Roe v. Wade. Sarah Lee Kessler explains what those pills are.
We're not talking about Plan B, the so-called morning after pill, which is an emergency contraceptive that prevents a woman from getting pregnant after unprotected sex. We're talking about two different types of pills taken 2 days apart that induce miscarriage. The FDA has approved mifepristone and misoprostol if taken within the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. The method is called medication abortion and is already used by more than half of American women who opt for abortion.
An interview with Vice President Harris is airing this afternoon where she'll address the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. CNN will talk with Harris about the ruling, which came down late last week. Speaking in Illinois hours after the decision was released, Harris argued it'll prompt a health care crisis for women. Ford Motor Company won't allow customers who lease three of their electric vehicles to purchase them at the end of the lease. The move covers the Ford F-150 Lightning pickup, the Mustang Mach-E, and the E-Transit van. The company says the move is intended to help the environment by keeping control of the battery system and allowing it to be used for other purposes. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And let's go ahead and take a look now. Charles Turner to talk weather outlook for Monday. Another gorgeous and sunny day we have in store for us today. High temperatures are on 89, 90 degrees, maybe a little bit higher in selected areas. We'll also have a little bit of wind out of the south to southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Takes a little edge off the heat. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Low temperatures back down to about 56. Fortunately, though, for Tuesday and for Wednesday, temperatures dropping about 20 degrees down to the mid-60s. We'll also see some clouds and slight drizzle. That will continue for mostly Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Low temperatures in the mid-50s. Partly sunny skies returning for Thursday. High temperatures back up to the low 70s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you so much. I hope everybody's doing okay. Look, what a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous energy. Why am I saying that? People, when I say that, are like, hello, are you not paying attention to the headlines? Are you not dot, dot, dot? Yes, I do pay attention to the headlines. And as a matter of fact, it's very interesting, Benny. So, Benny, let me give you the skinny first.
All right.
Jacob.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have a guest who took a little sabbatical, and then now he's coming back. The one and only Mike Murphy.
Cool.
But just what he wants to do, and I think I'm going to do it, he wants to do a show with me. And it's going to be unlike any show we've ever done, because if anybody's ever listened to Mike's show, he wants me to represent the other side of the conversation. And this is really what I've been praying for. I've been praying for the other side of the conversation. And who are the people that are willing to have that? Now, I will tell you this, that my guest today is having that conversation. So is Sharon Martin. So are many of us that have taken the healing journey. The other side of the conversation, what does that even mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means when it comes to healing right now. Many of you know that I've talked a little bit about the fact that my team has been COVID-free for 3 years up until recently. But what I now realize is that this is a different game. This is what people call a new normal. But I would say that's not true. I would say if you unlock ancient secrets to healing, if you go back, this is what happened to people. See, people, they woke up from their caves and they stepped out and they went and they did, what am I going to eat today? So they went and got something to eat. Then we evolved a little bit more. Then we're like, oh, okay, maybe we should build communities. Then we come together in communities. And we watch the natural healing ability, but we also learn some things. And if you go back in time, I don't care how far back you want to go. Just go back. You could even go back to biblical times, because one of the most incredible things you read from either scripture, the Bhagavad Gita, the Quran, it doesn't matter what you read it from, you find what? You find what? Oils? Egypt? Essential oils? Like oils on my feet? Like what? They put oil, what? Where did they put the oil? Like all over their face? Like why did they just look like young for like 80 years old? But what is it? What is it that we are now discovering? And this is what I love about today's show, Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing with Gail Lynn. Fabulous book. I don't know if I'm going to get to it all today, but I'm going to get to the conversation, because we have got to have a conversation about this. As a matter of fact, before I just Gail, like, so her middle name is like mine. Gail Lynn, Rebel. Okay, yes. Dreamer, author, inventor. And here we are, she's coming. She's dreaming of making a difference in the world. And what happens when you have that, but then your dream gets shattered? See, both of us come from a place where we know how to accumulate stress at mega decibel levels. We know how to do that. But what did we learn? Why are we still here? Why are we still ticking? What is it we have? You know, what did we leave behind in our competitive careers? Right? She's in the telecommunications industry too, so she knows about that. But what happens? What happens when you are on the verge? Now, you all fill this in for yourself. On the verge. What are you on the verge of? Are you on the verge of a heart attack? Are you on the verge of being so afraid of something that we call COVID that your stress level goes beyond the effects? Now, let me just be very clear. I have done a number of shows. Susan Dene has done them. Doc Martin has done them. We are really clear about the serious nature of this. But what have we learned about these ancient techniques? What have we learned about emotion? What have we learned? And what are people like Gail trying to tell us? Gail, Sharon, so many others. Why science is looking to the past for the future of medicine? Why are they doing that? Today, this show is about that. The book is about that. It's fantastic. So today, get ready for Gail Rebel Lynn. Gail, great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. That's so fun.
Well, I need to really have a conversation about it, because it is on everybody's mind. And, you know, this show changed in 2004 for me, when I came down with the mystery disease. It's a mystery disease. That's what people called it. I got every test on the planet, that like electrodes, the whole deal. But it wasn't until I saw Dr. Nusheen Darvish, a naturopath just starting her business over here, graduate of Bastyr, that we took a journey and still take it to this day. And what we discovered and I discovered is everything I thought I knew about healing had to be redefined. Everything about my energy, everything about using electronic devices that have super frequencies to help you, everything, including my friend's daughter, a couple years ago, did an experiment as an intern, nanotechnology to zap out Lyme disease. So here's my question for you. We're talking about the harmonic eight, but we're talking about more than that. I got to know from you, what the heck happened in your journey to becoming you, to move beyond, and I'm going to go change my t-shirt during the show because I got one so similar to that. What happened to you along the way, becoming you today? As everybody here that has written everything about you, what happened to you along the way to help you to become the you of today? And what did you have to overcome to like be here now talking to us?
Wow. Well, you got about 3 hours, four hours?
Yeah, go for it. The rest, you got the next 15 minutes, so it's all you.
Okay. So it's not easy. I mean, people think, they look at me and they go, Gail, you make it look easy. It's not easy. It is not. I mean, I really feel like I came from really humble beginnings, but I don't think my mom really wanted me. I think there was so much fear. I really believe my parents have passed away. They passed away back to back, which is a whole nother story I had to overcome. While I'm developing the harmonic egg, my dad dies, and 11 weeks later, my mom dies. And it's like, what am I supposed to be learning here? Because how do I push through when I've just lost my parents and that I've known for, 40 some years? But when I've had some secret conversations with my mom, and she said, I really don't think that my dad is my dad, but that's the only dad I knew. So think about, I'm living in the womb of a woman who maybe has told this man, this is your child, and she's living in fear, regret, shame, guilt. And not for 9 months, you get that. In the womb, you get that. You get what your mom's going through. You lived in that body. You lived in her environment, what she was going through. So I remember being born in the prototype egg. I remember that there was some beings, angels, if you will, whatever word you believe in. When I came out of the womb, I saw them rubbing their hands together and saying, she's here. Now, I just saw that in my 40s, and things, the puzzle pieces started coming together. You know, the whole childhood living in fight or flight, the alcoholic father who I love. When my dad passed away, we were good friends. You know, there was a lot of forgiveness that had to happen. We have to forgive. We have to do that. I asked my dad one time, I said, how come you drank? And he said, well, I didn't have an escape. I had a seventh grade education. I had to take care of three kids and a wife. And I worked in the automotive industry. I'm a creative type. But I did the same thing every day, hitting the hammer in the same spot every day. He goes, I had to drink. But he goes, I thought I was doing the family good by coming home to drink. I didn't go out and spend my paycheck like the other guys. I came home and I drank. So he thought he was doing a good thing. So then I grow up and I'm in a Catholic church and I'm molested by the priest of the parish at 14 years old. And I'm like, okay, so walk away from God, right? What am I being groomed for? And so you think the priest is God when you're 14.
Yeah.
So I'll start fast forwarding faster here.
Don't bother because you and I come from, I'm telling you, we two peas in a pod. You know, my experience was six years old in a Catholic boarding school with nuns. I thought they were the Holy Blessed Mary. And yet I got beat every night naked on the lap of a nun. I mean, so I love what you're doing. Don't go short. Tell your story because this is why you're here and we are able to talk about what you've created because you can't get from where you've been. And my mom was alcoholic and she was alcoholic when she had me, suicide. But you don't get from where you are. And this is why I'm asking you to share your story. Do you know how many people are listening to this that have given up, that don't realize that they can step up? that think they're going to live with something for the rest of their life. That's why your story is so powerful. I want everybody to hear it. So, Gail, go ahead.
Awesome. Yeah, I've listened to some of your story, too, with your mom who committed suicide. My broke my heart when you were 11 and the police took your gift.
Oh, my gosh.
Terrible. Terrible.
Wasn't that horrible? I mean, it was bad enough. Like, I was okay with my mom shoplifting, but to take my birthday gift, seriously?
Right?
Who does that?
Who does that? I was hoping there was a good ending, that you were going to remember what the gift was, and the police officer said, here you go, right? I'll pay for it out of my own pocket. That's what I would have done.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that was great. And, you know, Courtney, your guest Courtney, was just so inspirational, so brilliant, so brilliant. I've shared her interview because she was just brilliant. And I have a boyfriend now who is the chief petty officer, retired Navy, so...
Oh, right. There you go. They should do that. But, you know, what we're talking about is how the power of your story and your journey has positioned you, every single bit of it, has positioned you for to create something so very important for the world we live in now, but also the world we're getting to live in. But your story doesn't end with that. I mean, that's not the end. That's being abused at 14, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the end, right?
Never. I would never give up. So I ended up going in automotive. And, of course, when you're molested by somebody who's 33 years older than you, you start being attracted to older men, right? So then everybody's like, oh, it's a, you know, father figure. I'm like, yeah, Father Brennan, not my dad, right? So I'm in therapy. No one's helping me, you know. And then as soon as I started trusting a therapist, what does she do? She goes on vacation and just ditches me. And, you know, how horrible is that? So I'm in my 20s.
Horrible.
This is me. I'm going on vacation. Right in the middle of, you know, having a breakthrough, I'm like, I can do this myself. I don't need anybody. So end up getting married to, you know, an older man, and he's got kids almost as, you know, they're closer to my age than I am to his age. And I see these patterns coming along, narcissistic, sociopaths. And so I'm trying to inspire other women. So as hard as it was, I had to divorce him. I couldn't stay there for his kids, even though I wanted to, because I was just a kid. So I leave him, and then I'm getting blamed because his daughter gets pregnant, and it's my fault. Not his fault, not his wife's fault. It's my fault.
Yeah.
So this goes on. I work in automotive, sexual harassment, the whole thing. You know, it's a thing, right? Good old boys network. It's fine. And so I'm going through, and I'm trying to really make something of myself and becoming an overachiever. I've got to prove myself. Then the next thing you know, I'm in my 20s, and I'm traveling all over the world, and I'm going to automotive plants, and I'm standardizing power distribution box processes, and I'm getting accolades, and I'm making maybe $18,000 a year, and I'm doing like all these engineers' jobs. And so I decide, I need a raise. I go into the HR office, and he said, I'll tell you what, we'll give you a raise. I'm like, whew, okay, I'm doing like 20 people's jobs. He said, we'll give you 8 cents an hour.
Yeah, don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah, and I said, this isn't fair, but they saw me as that little girl. I was everybody's daughter that came into automotive. So I start looking for another job, and I get this guy who comes, he finds me on this website. I'm in AOL, you know, with that whole dial-up and everything. It was divorcees only. Yeah, later on find out he's married. He invites me down to Texas to, you know, be with him and his wife. But he offers me a job for $84,000 a year. I got to take the opportunity. So I suck it up, and I become part of the what his dream is. It is horrible, and it makes me feel horrible. I had to get out of Michigan. I had to move. I had to leave. I had to leave that environment because I knew that there was more of me that needed to get out. We make these sacrifices. We don't always feel good about them, but we make these sacrifices, and we do these things that maybe we're not proud of. But it's okay because it's not my story anymore. We can all overcome our story. So I get into automotive, and I excel, and I'm working with Verizon as their GTE. I'm in the meetings when they named Verizon. They don't even know I'm a contractor because I'm so dedicated to the job. And all of a sudden, the vice president finds out there's a contractor in these corporate strategy meetings. Get her out. And so then I got booted out of there, but it's like they didn't even know I was a contractor. So I'm working through that, and then all of a sudden I'm married to this guy, and he gets divorced, and then we're married, and he goes to Egypt, and he's cheating on me with an Egyptian girl, and, you know, so he's got kids, he's older than me, and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm with another narcissist. It's a cycle.
Exactly. It's a cycle.
When do you break the pattern? When do you break the pattern? So I'm going through the cycle and I'm seeing it, but I can't stop it. So I'm trying to break this pattern. His son is closer to my age than I am to his age. He's sitting next to me while I'm on the phone with my husband who's in Egypt. He won't tell me he loves me because I know he's with this girl. And this 12-year-old kid is like, tell me what to tell you. Tell me what to say to you to make you feel better.
Yeah.
And you know, how much trauma is that for him because of what his dad's doing? And he's trying to console me because he loves me. We've done things together. We built model airplanes and talked about, you know, the birds and the bees. And so just trying to help him through life. And then I had a stepdaughter trying to help her through life. And I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Yeah.
So we go to Peru. We fly to Peru together. And he leaves me for a girl in Peru, tells me he wants a divorce in Peru. And I'm like, okay, my life is stranger than fiction.
Yes, this is like a movie.
Right. If I presented this to Hollywood, they'll be like, no. Because this is fiction. You know, there's no way this is true.
You know what I love about this, though, if I could ask you this question, because I read your book, and what I was really struck by is when I think about our similarities around relationships, and I'm really talking about the second half of my life, because the first half of my life, I was just a really not good person to be in a relationship with, you know. Anybody that's, you know, drinking more alcohol than they are coffee, like, okay, you're not relationship. You're not relationship material. There's no way. But what I love about this is there are some patterns in here that I have often asked, what am I doing here? I love your question. Now I ask the spirit energy, God, life force, universe, whatever, Buddha, whatever you want to call it, Mary Magdalene is my role model, whatever you want to call it, that's what I ask. And the answer is, look you. That's the way they talk to me. I don't know how they talk to you. They're like, look, had you not met all those people, every narcissistic relationship you've been in, let's recap. Had you not met number one, right, after your horrific behavior, you would not have gotten sober. Had you not have met number two, you would have not have understand the power of having the ability to pick yourself up and move to a place you want to live. Now, after number three, what did number three teach you in 15 years? The supreme narcissist. Spirituality. Seriously, trusting in myself, dialing a wrong phone number and doing this. When I read this, even as ridiculous, I'm like, oh my gosh, is this going to end for her? You got to understand Egypt, Buddhism, spirituality in Peru. Have you ever thought about, and I know you have, it's in your book, all of these crazy, crazy people, experiences, narcissists, didn't they drop some gift in your lap too? What was your experience? It was hard for me to even say that because it took me a lot of years, a lot of therapy, and a lot of AA meetings to get to the point where I'm like, oh, yeah, like in 14 years, this is, yeah, that was, yeah. That. What'd you get?
I got so much. I wouldn't change my life for anything. I don't
me
have
either.
Any regrets. I would do it all over again because it got me to where I am today. My first ex, I realized, you know, some people just are really complacent where they are. You know, I tried to get him to be a better person, tried to get him to go back to school, tried to get him to do a different job, you know, and didn't want it. So I learned all this stuff. I learned from my stepkids. My second ex was a shaman and brilliant, basically rocket scientist that worked for NASA. So when I came to him out of Detroit, I'll try to say this wrong. I would use phrases like, I had went, I seen, and his mom was a literature teacher.
Oh, my gosh. I graduated high school only because I knew the words to a Bob Dylan song, and I had to read a special poem. So I faked it. I held the paper up, but I couldn't read it. But I knew the words to Bob Dylan. But, right? But you, let me ask you this question, because, you know, we're here today because there's genius, right? You have a genius that emerged from you. And there are three things I'm struck by, and one of them is what you're about to talk about now. Because, no pun intended, when you crack this open like an egg, some really good stuff comes out. And I knew you had to work hard to get to that place. But I also knew that as I read your book, The Genius, how is it that you were able to go through this? And when did the light bulb, did you have a light bulb moment? I had a few, but I remember one in particular where I'm like, I'm out of here. You're just crazy, right? I'm crazy. But when was your light bulb moment? Because what you've created is amazing.
I think the light bulb moment was 2007. I had been diagnosed with severe cardiovascular stress. And as an engineer, okay, this doesn't make sense to me that you would just go and lie in a rectangular box with a rainbow light bulb that says Sylvania 40 watt and then thinking, what a joke. And I come out of the session with a balanced autonomic nervous system and my heart rate variability test. So that was just blew my mind. It didn't fit into my box, pun intended. And so I thought, okay, what is this? How is this working? And if it can help me, how can it help so many others? And it's easy. If we're vibrational beings of light from source, from creator, from God, from Buddha, from whatever word you use, why aren't we healing with sound and light? Hello? That was my aha moment.
But so, how ancient is that? Let's just pause. Because
40,000 years?
Remember when I started the show and I talked about like the cave people and then everybody came? What did they have? They had the basics. Sound. They had light. We revered the light. We revered the science. We revered reflection. We see it today, right? And then we forgot.
Did we forget? Was it suppressed? We have been lied to for so many years.
Yeah. I think the realization you couldn't monetize it and make a profit.
That's the reality of it. That it really is. It comes down to that. It really
that's
does. It comes down to money.
Yeah. But we're not going to let that stop us, right?
Oh, heck no. Heck no. I mean,
so what happened to you after your, I mean, honestly, what happened to you after that? I mean, did your light bulb go on? Did your like rainbow light bulb go on and say, wait a minute, I gotta create something here? Because if you're an engineer and I'm the daughter of a mechanic, we create things. We create complex networks with multi-channel availability, right? So what did you do? You're like, let me create something.
Well, the first thing I thought is, you know, women don't invent things. And been with narcissistic men, so of course I start using, you know, the technology. I bought the technology that I used that helped me to balance my nervous system, and then I kind of partnered up with the inventor of that. So as I'm using this, and as I'm being abused even more emotionally, and then, you know, he's living with me and taking advantage, and it's like, what am I doing again? I'm now building a business for another man. So this is like the third time, and I'm thinking, I'm not stupid. And so I start seeing, okay, what if this box was 360 degrees of healing? What if it wasn't a Sylvania 40-watt light bulb, and it was a specific color because there's an imbalance in a chakra? And what if we could set the color to purple or to yellow? What if the music wasn't an MP3 file and it wasn't distorted and it wasn't coming up through a 4-inch foam pad? And what if you got the full immersion of the music and you were reclined in a zero gravity chair and you were floating and it was basically a portal experience and there's cellular regeneration? We know that there were mystery schools thousands of years ago that Jesus was in and Alexander the Great was in, and that's all been suppressed because they have taken away our power. And I thought, I'm taking my power back now. I'm going to build this. I'm building this for me. I'm taking my power back now, and I'm going to learn what am I capable of in this beautiful body that Creator gave me.
I love this because when we come back, I need to hear the next whole segment talking about what you've created, what people are saying about it. Because, you know, I'll tell you, this is the hardest thing for people like you and me. I'm from New York. I didn't grow up with any knowledge of anything. My dad was a mechanic, so I learned very young about all the different wrench sizes, how to change a spark plug, and I shared this story. My fingernails, we had three girls, no boys till my brother. So our fingernails were dirty. Like every day to school, people thought we were being mistreated because we couldn't get the grease off our hands, but we loved it. No, I loved it. My sisters, Joyce, did not so much, but I loved it. I loved being under there with my dad, and that experience with my dad, that was pretty much the only positive experience with my dad, but that one, that helped shape me. That helped me understand complex parts. When we come back, you were shaped, molded from multiple lifetimes. You're being talked to from principles that have lived thousands of years ago. And what you've created, we can no longer talk about it as futuristic and visionary because you and I have one thing in common. Energy healing and energy medicine is why you and I are even alive talking today. When we come back, we're going to hear from Gail Lynn. I want to make sure everybody has and understands the book. Gail, before we go, what is the name? Give everybody the name of your book, Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing. But we're gonna let people know what you're doing because this is where you break down on your website why science is looking at the past. So how do people find out about you? How do they work with you? All of the above. Give everybody everything.
Absolutely. So harmonicegg.com. I don't have a practice anymore. I'm not seeing clients anymore. I'm supporting the 80 center owners in the United States and the dozen of center owners now worldwide. And so harmonicegg.com, you can go to the locations. All my center owners, they have access to me. So they're trained by me every Friday. They're on a call with me, open discussions, so they can answer their clients' questions.
Yeah. And the other thing is if people are interested, like I get questions all the time from people, how do I start a center? How can I do this? Women are like super entrepreneurs right now. When we come back, you're going to talk about this because you said something really important that I'm really going through now. I can't do it all anymore. I have got to get out and be in the front of this. I've got a great team. You know, Jacob, Benny, Jessica, Linda, Lydia, Anna. A great team of people. Let's talk about why this was so important for you to come out and what exactly this beautiful harmonic egg, what is it? How does it work? And let's talk about some stories of people that are not dying now. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the Earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the Diamond Dowsing Method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude? Living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
What could you achieve if you knew someone was going to ask about your progress every week? Accountability matters. Small corrections and check-ins with your goals can lead to big results in your business without you feeling overwhelmed. Success Magnified owner Mary Gall provides entrepreneurs a system of goal setting and accountability to create clarity about where you are now, your future direction, and the most effective way to get there. Book your free call at successmagnified.com today.
You are made for more. I'm Coach Lisa, and I'm here to help you achieve ultimate life satisfaction. Your life matters to the world. Reimagine your future with an individualized life by design approach with my free ebook, The 5 C's of Coaching: Commitment, Clarity, Coachable, Creative, and Change. Find the transformation you're looking for. Go to lisabeltz.com. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace. Every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Benny, I don't have Gail's permission to do this. I mean, Gail Tor, but I'm going to do it anyway. Gail's going to have to come up with the book. I would like to give a copy of this book away because this book is such a beautiful story. And many of you have heard me talk about just a little snippet of things here and there. But when you take a look at what Gail Lynn has done, what she's gone through, how these experiences helped her. Now you're going to hear about the hermit. You're going to hear about the egg now. But now, what happens when you get plunged in the world of energy medicine like she and I did? Honestly, I thought, is this a joke, Dr. Darvish? You're sitting on a table with the thing you call the non-demed. I don't know, like somebody just put a bunch of codes in a machine. You want me to sit there for a half hour, and you're telling me it's working. I don't ask that question anymore. I want all of you to know, go to harmonicegg.com. Go ahead. Facebook, Harmonic Egg. Twitter, Egg Healing. I love that. Instagram, Harmonic Egg. And now go to the website and you'll see it because we're going to talk about this as well. Benny, 1-800-930-2819. Gail Tor, this is for you. We're giving a book away right now because this book is a must read. Gail Lynn. Gail Rebel Lynn. Sorry, it's in your bio. I'm sorry. I gotta put it in my bio, right? Okay. Why would anybody, okay, I got to say this. Why would anybody, would you say buy a wooden egg?
Yeah, why would anybody line up and sign up to buy a large wooden egg?
They got to read your book and read the stories because that's what I want to talk about now. There is a reason why people are doing it. There is a reason when I go to your website, we have three locations right here, Kirkland, Bainbridge, and UW in UA, down university. Three centers here in our state alone. But man, isn't that the, tell us the why, because the why is what we don't understand, and we got to get this message out. Go ahead, go for it.
So I didn't know why in the beginning, but I know why I love it. I know that it's helping cellular healing. So there's physical healing, that's great. You know, but what about the emotional healing? What about the trauma we've gone through? What about the different subtle energy bodies, if you believe in that? If you have something in the physical body, it's already gone through the mental body, the universal body, the emotional body. You have to heal that first before you can heal the physical body. So what I realized was the more sessions I did and the more physical things that quote-unquote healed, I realized that the emotions were healing. I was no longer angry with the priest, and my eyesight got better. Well, maybe that's because of things I didn't want to see. Then I realized that I had dreams of drowning, that in, maybe in a past life I drowned. I read Julia Cannon's book, Soul Speak, Dolores Cannon's daughter. Beautiful work.
Wow.
Love,
yeah.
Recommend that to the highest level. But she clued me into when reading that book, if you were drowned or maybe you were hung in a previous lifetime, your DNA doesn't know the difference of that lifetime and this lifetime, so it brings it over. You've got to clear that. If you want to be the best person that you can be, you need to clear that stuff. So I see more traumas clearing, more physical ailments clearing. Oh my gosh, we have to heal emotionally. We're stuffing stuff down. I have a horse, and when she goes through a trauma and she's scared and she comes out of it, she shakes all over. Shake it off. That's, we didn't learn that from nature. We didn't learn that from animals. We don't shake it off. We shove it down, and then we have cancer, Parkinson's, allergies, asthma, ichthyosis, insomnia. We got everything. And the body doesn't know disease by name. We make up all this stuff that we stuff down, and then we name it. And then we give it an address. This is my disease. Woohoo! Let's not own that.
We even give it like a code.
Right?
Everything's got like a code. Right, every psycho, like my degree is in psychology. I don't practice clinical for a very good reason, but there's a code. There's like a thing. Like if you can't find the code, people can't get treated and get it paid for. I mean, this is what it's come down to. That is not ancient science. I'm sorry, it's not.
So I felt like let's build a living technology, a living consciousness technology, because we want to make it out of wood. So each egg is made uniquely and specifically for the owner when they order it. And it has its own fingerprint because it's made from a tree. And every tree is different. So each egg has its own personality. It has its own abilities. It has its own consciousness. And people started to tell me these stories. They go in the egg and they came out. They felt calm. They didn't feel depressed anymore. They felt like their anxiety was just at bay. I saw my migraine headaches of 23 years go away. I know that there's smells when people come out, and I believe that heavy metals can cause migraines.
Oh my gosh!
So you're smelling heavy metals from some of the clients. You, it could be an old virus. So you take antibiotics for mono, strep. When I was younger, I don't know how old you are, but mono.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
You take antibiotics. They have a large particle size, so it breaks it down, but it leaves it in there. It doesn't kill it off systemically. Then what do we have later years? Then we have Epstein-Barr and we have MS, and all of a sudden you see these surges of different diseases come onto the planet. Well, where do those come from? Maybe man-made, maybe they're mutations from old viruses we never killed off systemically. So what the egg does is it goes in and it works on all that. It says, oh, here's the vibration of Lyme disease coming up in this client. Let's hit it with an exact opposite frequency. Let's play nice with the energy and let's get this to go dormant. All these diseases are also low vibes. So you read David Hawkins' work, Power versus Force.
Oh, my God, that is like my favorite book. I cannot believe you even mentioned that book.
I love that book.
Oh, my gosh, that was given to me before I thought, you know, Power versus Force. I thought it was about motorcycles when they gave me the book. I come from a Harley family. I thought they were giving me a Harley book. That book changed my life. But look at what you're talking about. I mean, I've read your testimonials. I am alive. My cells stopped working. I have not really talked about what I went through for 10 years. And Dr. Nusheen Darvish, my gosh, you took me as a patient in your small little place, cinder block building right there by the hospital. Benny, am I getting this right? Overlake, is that right? By the hospital. You took me, a mess, Nobody knew what was going on. Every test on the planet, everything. And you helped me live. It was a long journey because why, Gail? Because what you just said. Look, what happens when you get a sinus infection? Infection number one, antibiotic. Yeah. I had more sinus infections growing up as a kid and a teenager into my 30s than most people even say the word sinuses. But what you're talking about is a way, give me the right word, because I want to talk about the science in the egg. I use the word neutralized because I know that's what my experience was with my mystery disease, which actually became known as, was one of the first cases in my state. I became an advocate. I was one of the first advocates for what we call chronic Lyme disease. I took on every industry, chiropractors, Dr. Darvish and I can't tell you how many times we were audited, and we did not give up at one point. But you see, it was discovery. You went on a path to discovery. I want to know. I'm sorry. I'm a little science nerd sometimes, right? I mean, I binged watched The Umbrella Academy. So can you talk about what you created in the egg and how that science works? Because, see, this is brilliant. This really taps into the epitome of focused energy, sound, and light, right? Tell me about it.
So if I get into the science, you know, I'm still even learning. But we have the scalar wave technology. We have, our body is a torsion field, so it's the toroidal field around our body. So what if the egg, because of the sacred geometry, because of the golden ratio, because of the hexagon platform that I kind of brought through, I didn't know why I was bringing through all these different shapes and sizes and geometric patterns. But then you look at Tesla's work, 3 sixes and 9s, a hexagon is a 6. You look at the toroidal field of the body. You look at all this stuff and you say, okay, how can we bring this together? Then you put it in a enclosed space. So scalar waves that are put on the body or, they go into the body and they're out in a big, large room or dissipating into the ether, they're not as powerful as the scalar waves of the egg because it's in this confined cubic airspace with the golden ratio, with the sacred geometry, with the body, who basically all in nature is made up with sacred geometry. So you make all that together, frequency, sound, light, vibration, color, you have then the resonant chamber, and you have everything going on there, and the body gives off what it is ailed with. The egg can pick up with all that sacred geometry what it needs to hit the body with to neutralize it. It's somewhat magic. I don't even think there's a test that can measure that at this point, a machine that can test that.
Right.
So we use a lot of pendulum and dowsers to help us to determine what is actually going on. And we talk to the medical doctors, the DOs, can you do some tests? Why did this person's liver enzymes normalize? Why are the liver enzymes normal and they haven't been for 20 years? Why did this tumor shrink? Why did this happen? Why did the heavy metal load on the body after urine challenges, why did it go down? And we don't have those answers yet. Our bodies are brilliant. They know how to heal naturally. Raise the vibration, pH, alkalinity. Edgar Cayce talked a lot about, you know, alkalining the body. And the cellular regeneration, I'm reading a book, it's called Anna, the Grandmother of Jesus, and talks about the mystery schools and how at 60 years old, she realized how to regenerate herself, how to bilocate, how to do these things through the mystery schools, and maybe, maybe not live to be 600 years old. I feel like I'm 52 years old. I feel like I'm a toner than I've ever been. I don't have wrinkles. What is going on? Is there an anti-aging? Dr. Grossman, who's a kind of a deity in the anti-aging world here in the Denver area, you know, he said, Gail, I wouldn't be surprised if you lived to be 156 years old, because if I look at your longevity, you have the body of a 31-year-old, and he actually said, be careful, you could still get pregnant.
Wow.
So what is going on? People live alone.
Yeah, let's go back and talk about this. I want to get to the caller's question that just came in. I put it in the chat. I would like you to answer that question. But I want to go back a little bit about what we discovered. Many people don't know this. Well, maybe they don't, but I watch a lot of these ancient channels, the History Channel, those people, right? And one of the things that dawned on me one day as I was watching these guys talk about how everything was done in caves, how everything was glyphs all over the world. That's sacred geometry, all over the world. But they didn't go out at the beach and do like we do now. It was contained, and it was contained for very good reasons. They would get killed or eaten. And that pattern stayed with us. Prayers were done in contained temples, caves. You know what I'm saying. Although we only hear about they went to the mountain. But before they went to the mountain, where did these people pray? Where did these people gather? Where did they meditate? Egypt is known for secret chambers, right? So we are not talking about new. We're talking about something that probably because you'd get killed otherwise or some other reason. It was exactly like you talked about. How many ancient caves, I don't care what culture it is, have special light language symbols?
Tons. Right? I think they all do. Yeah. The hieroglyphs, we see them.
Yeah.
We just don't know how to interpret them.
There's
temples in the Far East that they said that had such a powerful vibration and no negativity was allowed there that people could walk through and they'd regenerate limbs.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking through the temple. What is going on? There was the sun, you know, in the sarcophagus chambers and the chambers in Egypt and the temples, and there are the pyramids. There are more pyramids all over the world. When I went to Greece, they had a sphinx. So we just don't know. And when I was in Greece and going to the museums, you saw a lot of Egyptian history in the Greek museums. Do you want me to answer the question now?
Please, go for it.
Yeah. So harmonic egg versus med bed, that is a loaded question. There's these med beds that people are saying are coming out now, and they're claiming everything from growing back limbs to healing cancer immediately. I mean, I'm not going to make those claims because you can't. Every body is different. Okay. Not everybody is going to heal immediately because there's a lesson for us. There's a journey for us. Healing is not an event. It is a process. It doesn't just happen. So there are people that I feel they have their own healing journey, and it's not going to be the same for them as for somebody else. The med beds are also what I'm seeing is plastics, metals. They're very cold and clinical. I don't feel good about them. There's some kind of energy that might be programmed in them, may not be programmed. I love the harmonic egg as being a natural, you know, material. It's wood. It's warm. It's acoustic. It's acoustically pleasing. The music is designed with musicians who have a high heart energy. I don't know what frequencies they're using in these med beds, but I also know that there's some beautiful people that are creating some technologies that for the future of medicine, which is now, and they are lovely. But we have to be doing our due diligence. We have to be discerning. We have to look at where is this coming from, what energy is in it, because everything is energy. Look at the inventors of these technologies. Make sure that they are high heart energy, that they have a good, they're good people, because that's what we have to look at. We go to a healer and they're angry, they're going through a divorce. What do you get when you leave? You get their anger, you get their sadness. I've left healers and I'm crying when I leave. I don't know why I'm crying. Then I find out later they're sad, they're going through a divorce, they're angry, they're this, they're that. So there's so many different factors that we have to learn now as we get energy medicine on this planet. We have to learn how to be discerning. We have to learn how to choose these modalities. Some of them are going to hurt us. Some of them are going to help us. We don't know the difference yet. We have to learn. We have to learn a new way of being and finding the right modalities for our bodies, for our beautiful, beautiful bodies that are like a unique snowflake.
Yeah.
No one is the same. Everyone will heal differently. So the med beds, it's kind of being put into a general category. So just be very careful of finding out the history of the invention of it, where it came from.
Not only that, they need to, you know, what I learned is you have to find out exactly where the piece parts of the material, the material is coming from, because you're right, everything has energy. And, you know, this is something to think about. The other thing is, you know, do your homework, do your research, do your comparison. I mean, if people go to your website, harmonicegg.com, everything's right there. They can call some of the centers that have been opened. They can see the testimonials. That's what I think that, you know, I mean, you have to do your homework. The other thing that I like to look at too, and this is what I've learned for myself, there's just some things that just don't make good sense to me now. Now that, you know, my cells are working again, there's just some things I've learned along the way, because I'm telling you, if it was out there, we tried it. We tried everything for me. And under supervision of Dr. Darvish, everything from bee venom to just everything. But I will tell you this, everybody's got to make this decision. Just go and do your research, right? Yeah. And then when you do, you'll see that there are differences in technology. There are differences in energy. There are differences in how things are approached. And you have to figure it out. And people can call you. I want to talk about, I know I've got about 3 minutes left. I want to get back to the book, because the book is not just about the egg. It's about your story, but it's also about healing stories. Are you in awe about how people have been able to change their lives?
Every day. Every day of my life. The book also has references why sound and light scientifically work, but every day I look at this large wooden egg and I say, how is this even possible? That
yes.
is changing tens of thousands of lives, from the center owners who are in service, that we built this beautiful community of egg guardians. You know, our brand attributes are love, community, reliability, and integrity. And that's what we sign up for, to serve the clients. And time after time, I feel like there's a life review at the end of our lives. And there was a woman that I wrote about in the book. She was so debilitated. She used to be a runner. She couldn't even walk to the mailbox anymore. She now has a baby. And the story's in the book, but it doesn't tell that she's had a baby, because that story has been continued. So what if my life review is then that she has a child who has children, and all these lives because of the egg, because of what the egg did. I can't even find words to describe the humility and the blessing that it's been.
Yeah. I want to thank you for joining me here today, for sure, in more ways than one. People can get a copy of the book. They can read your story. They can go to the website. They can call you. They can call the centers. I want to thank you for all of that. I want to thank you for telling the raw truth of your own journey, because what I'm learning is, you know, I grew up very private, a lot of secrets in my family. As a matter of fact, I just shared one recently, finding out my grandfather was born in Brazil. That was a secret. Thank you to Ancestry. But here we are today. You're out there. You shared it. You have much more to share. What's your personal message, Gail? What would you love to leave all of us with today? And thank you so much for not being shy about being a rebel.
You know, the more I grow and the more I, you know, realize what's happening in the world, I have to be real. I want to inspire people. I want to leave a message for people to feel like if I can do it, they can do it. Because if I can do it, anybody can do it. You know, just how bad do you want it? And I feel like we need to start listening to our bodies and tuning into our bodies. That's the biggest message I'm trying to educate people. Stop giving away your power. You go to the doctor, tell me what's wrong with me. You know what? You know what's wrong with you. You tune into your body and you tell the doctor what's wrong with you. You don't expect the doctor to tell you what's wrong with you. You know what's wrong with you. Tune in. Listen.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Monday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. Started things off over and looks like I-5 southbound at mile post 139 near the King Pierce County line. Looks like we have the right lane has been blocked due to a disabled vehicle, so bring your patients along with you there. Also 405 northbound just south of Northeast 160th Street in Bellevue. Disabled vehicle partially blocking the right lane there as well. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time it's Savvy Solutions with Gina Gale Gray.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The Supreme Court says the First Amendment rights of a former high school football coach were violated by a school district in Washington State. Joseph Kennedy lost his job for praying at the 50-yard line after games. The opinion was 6-3. Senator Lindsey Graham is downplaying the likelihood that the Supreme Court will act on contraception and same-sex marriage. Matt McClure reports.
The South Carolina Republican saying on Fox News Sunday that Justice Alito, quote, set the right tone in his opinion, that nothing about overturning Roe v. Wade would cast doubt on precedents that do not concern abortion. Graham says such cases do not deal with the potential for life.
A Florida judge is hearing arguments today aimed at blocking the state's law banning most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Caroline Mela Corbin with the University of Miami School of Law says the ban violates the Florida Constitution.
And that's because the Florida Constitution has an explicit right to privacy in it, which the Florida Supreme Court has interpreted to protect abortion.
The ACLU and Planned Parenthood, among other women's health care providers, are hoping for an injunction. The law is set to go into effect Friday. Two people are dead and 20 are injured after a Russian airstrike hit a Ukrainian mall. Nine of those injured are said to be in serious condition. Ukrainian President Zelensky said around 1,000 people were thought to have been inside at the time of the attack. Officials said they're unsure how many people are trapped under the rubble. Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell awaits sentencing Tuesday in her child sex trafficking case, but as Joel Malkin tells us, that could be postponed.
60-year-old Maxwell is on suicide watch after the U.S. Attorney's Office says she and her legal team refused to answer questions from a psychologist. He wrote to the judge that his client is not suicidal, and if she's not taken off suicide watch, he wants an adjournment. Maxwell was convicted in December for helping Palm Beach financier Jeffrey Epstein recruit and sexually abuse teenage girls at his homes in Florida, New York, and elsewhere.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Monday. Another gorgeous and sunny day we have in store for us today. High temperatures are on 89, 90 degrees, maybe a little bit higher in selected areas. We'll also have a little bit of wind out of the south to southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Takes a little edge off the heat. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Low temperatures back down to about 56. Fortunately, though, for Tuesday and for Wednesday, temperatures dropping about 20 degrees down to the mid-60s. We'll also see some clouds and slight drizzle. That will continue for mostly Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Low temperatures in the mid-50s. Partly sunny skies returning for Thursday. High temperatures back up to the low 70s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Savvy Solutions with Gina Gale Gray. Take the journey back to me with a freedom coach and oracle. Find your solutions by joining me, Gina Gale Gray. Together, we can create a powerful synergy that will take down the walls that surround your heart and allow your emotional being to guide you towards connection and compassion. Feel yourself grow ever closer to remembering who you're meant to be with my 40-day Journey Back to Me program. You have a personal power within you that I would love to help you unlock so that you can achieve your newfound freedom. Savvy Solutions with Gina Gale Gray starts now.
Oh, my goodness. I want to just tell everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this beautiful show with Gina Gail Gray. I just want you all to know a couple of things. You've heard the previous shows. You've heard a little bit about her journey. You've heard a bit about her loss. But what you're hearing about is solutions. You're hearing about what Gina Gail Gray stepped back from her life, took a look, looked at what other people were going through, similar to herself, and discovered we've got to create something to help people. There's never been a time that I could think of right now, 3 years of COVID, what people are calling the new normal, I won't even get to at the moment. But this is the time that I know the energy of what it feels like to feel like you're running in place. Your to-do list is so great. What you thought was going to be the way it was is not. And this is why you take the journey back to me. That's what she's created. We have gone through different parts of it. Today is the part of the journey. It's actually the part of anyone's journey that almost everybody that I know either avoids a conversation about or doesn't have someone to help them with it. Today it's about emotional being flow, how to clear and restore flow. I studied with the guy that conceptually designed an academic model for flow. But one of the things that he did not do is explain how to clear and restore it. He researched it. He talked about it. That was him. He was a professor, a great researcher. But now it's time to learn how to remember who you are, not the version you think you are that you went through for the past 3 years, but who you really are. Today, we are going to talk about emotional being. Gina Gail, it's great to have you here. This is one of the most important aspects of evolution and journey right now, because we just do not know where our footings are. Can you talk about this idea of an emotional being and how we connect with it? Because we're all it. Isn't that what like kind of sets us apart?
It is. Absolutely, it is. And that's a wonderful beginning to this talk that we're going to have. And when you ask the question, how do I connect with my emotional being? The answer is remember how to feel. And it's simple, but it's not easy. And as you said, exactly as you said, there are so many people who are talking about emotions, thinking about emotions, naming emotions, languaging emotions, and all of those are mental processes. Mental processes are not emotional processes. That's the missing link. And it is the most important part, because what I've discovered, especially in the last 3 years with being submerged in my heavy emotions, with the loss of my son, the emotions were so heavy. They anchored me underwater, and I survived. I barely survived, but I barely survived by just keeping my eyes above water. And so many people are in that place right now. And being able to understand the solution that was given was, and we were taught this as we were domesticated. We come in with a fantastic ability to express and experience and feel all of our emotions. You know, children, they'll be crying and then they'll start laughing and then they'll start crying and then they'll start laughing. And what do? We domesticate that out of them. We start telling them that that's not appropriate. We start telling people to not behave a certain way, not express themselves in a certain way. And they think that it's related to behavior and that it's the part of the behavior that is to be removed. and it is not. Expressing the emotions as they come into the being is the most important thing that we can do as humans, right?
It is the most important, and it is the thing that guides us on the journey of our personal growth. I mean, yes, there's been, look, you and I both know that there has been so much about the mind, but there's been very little about the mind-emotion connection. And there is a deep one. It's almost like you can't separate them. But we like to take them and talk about the mind and then emotion. I never understood that because I know my mind is like responsible for whether or not I like the movie I'm watching, what I want to cook, my frustration about not getting a call back, taking 3 hours to get my prescription filled, right? I mean, all of the above. But what you're talking about in Journey Back to Me is not just a conversation, but people get to work with you to truly understand the depth of this, don't they?
Yes, because it is depth, and that's the key. And that's why the second 10 days of the Journey Back to Me, we focus that entire 10-day period on bringing our awareness and learning about how the emotional being works, how we were created with an emotional being. The fact that it's energetic and can't be seen is part of the complication. But the reality is our entire being is energetic. It's part of it is our physical being, which we cover in the first 10 days of the Journey Back to Me. We really get into what all is going on and our relationship and connection to our physical being. And then when we step into the emotional being part, it's all energy. So it was so easy in the name of progress and in the name of domestication to just stop using that part of our being. And the reality is even the mental part of us, even our ego, our mind, it is energetic too. There's a brain inside our head, but that's part of our physicality. The mind is an energetic part, and it is the outer layer of the auric field, our energy field. We are electric beings. Our heart is run by electricity. Our brain is run by electricity. We know this. The testing when we go to a facility, if we have to go to a facility and they decide to run tests, they run electrical tests to see the electrical working of your heart and your brain. Somehow we forget and have this belief that all of that electricity and electrical activity is contained within this skin suit. And when you really remember that and understand, there's this field that your energy field that radiates from you. Well, that radiation is in layers. And the outer layer is the mental being, the energetic mental being, the mind. And all the information, all the stimuli comes in through the mind. And it goes through that first layer of the mental being, and the very next layer is the emotional being. So every thought that comes in through your mental being immediately passes through your emotional being and gives you an emotion with that thought. They are paired. Every thought has an emotion attached to it. And when you bring those in, they come into the being, and the thoughts come into the brain, the emotions come into the heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a unity and reuniting and remembering that we are multidimensional beings. We come from this energetic form. The energetic form is outside, inside, and it's all interrelated. But what so many people have done is shut down the heart center. The mm-hmm. heart center is where the emotions are processed. And the processing of emotions, thoughts come into the mind, come into the brain, and the brain, as the computer system, directs the action, the words, the deeds, the next steps, the what we do. So we've gone from thinking to doing, and somehow decided that bypassing that emotional being was a good thing. oh, we're so progressive, we're so smart, we're so better than everybody else. We don't, those nasty feelings just got in the way, slowed us down, right?
Right.
And that mentality is so alive and so large and so harmful, and it's taken us away from our human beingness. And the emotional being has become dehydrated. It's like a shriveled up plant that someone forgot to water. And that's another thing that's really interesting, because the emotional being, emotions are related to the element of water.
Mm.
The human body is 70% water.
Yes.
And the planet is 70% water. And that connection to the life of our body and our connection to this earth that we are a part of and we are privileged to be living on at this time, that's another connection that has been dehydrated. It has mm-hmm. just been forgotten. We have all this progress going on, all this technology, all this concrete and rubber shoes, all of these things that have disconnected us from our emotional being. So during those 10 days of the journey back to me, we dive deep into the remembering of our emotional self. And it's a very complex system, mm-hmm. but it's a beautiful system. It is... it's the most important part of our chances of going forward as humanity.
Yeah. You know, what I love is the question that you ask in the second 10 days of Journey Back to Me is, what am I here to feel? I think that's one of the questions. Did I get that right?
Yes.
What am I here to feel?
Yeah.
Just having a sense of... just giving ourselves permission, if I may, and I'm going to use that term because I know how I was raised and I'm not alone. And it's not only just men. You know, men have really been suffering with this for a really long time. Feeling is not something that generally in the past 4 or 5 decades, men have been able to have permission to feel. But you go back to my dad, right, and even my brother, and you're talking about mechanics don't cry. I mean, my dad said to me once, because I grew up as a before my brother, mechanics don't cry. But now this is us having the energy of something that is so natural, right? I mean, if you go back and you ancient writings, emotions were expressed, right? This is you helping people with this,
yes.
Right? How do we help people understand and how is this supported to really look at these trapped emotions? Maybe you don't even like think about it, right, Gina Gale?
Yes. People don't think about it. And that's how the emotions become trapped within the energetic being. And eventually, because that flow is blocked, and the way that an emotion becomes trapped is, as I was saying before, the information comes in through the electric being, the energetic part of our being. Thoughts come in through the mental being. They are to be filtered through the emotional being, so every thought is paired with an emotion before it becomes words or actions, unless you unplug the emotional being. And when you go back to reconnecting those aspects of yourself, it changes your words and your actions. If you unplug that, your words and your actions go in a different direction without feeling. And what happens with we develop these habits of, oh, not now, that's not appropriate, I'll deal with that later. I can't, girls don't express anger.
Fill in the blanks.
Exactly. On. Name, yes, and then we start talking about naming emotions. There's mantras and there's different things that people try to bring themselves back into the emotional being. And the thing with getting into the emotional being is you must feel the emotions. So redeveloping, remembering the importance of the habit of every thought that comes in, how did that feel? And then remembering, what does that feel like? For instance, what does anger feel like, Dr. Pat?
Okay, so you're asking me today.
Yeah,
right?
but don't language it. You knew you're being answered in a nanosecond.
Yeah, and before you can even talk about it.
Yes.
Because I'm a visual.
Yes, but
yeah.
you experience it, and you either...
I just can't stop. Like you
yeah.
said the word.
Yes.
Like the minute you said the word,
yes.
right, I'm
yes.
like sitting here,
yes.
and my hands are down here, right?
Yes.
And I could just feel my knuckles, what's the word I'm looking for, tighten up, even if it's for a second.
The tension.
Thank
and
you. That's the word.
That's my exact point. So as soon as a thought comes in, it is paired with an emotion. And the vibration of that emotion creates a molecule that starts flowing through the physical being. And it flows until we shut it down and we stop it. We say, no, not now. I don't like that. For me, one of my favorite emotions to suppress was guilt, because I was raised in the Baptist church. And,
yeah.
and when the Baptist church guilt beating finally got through to me, and then I said for years, I don't do guilt. Well, guess what? That not doing guilt, any time that something happened, within my life that evoked guilt, the better thing is to use that guilt, take that second, experience that guilt and allow it to work with your entire being to change the direction of your words or your next steps, your next move.
Yeah.
And so what we forget is the experience of feeling the emotions. And part of my journey back to me, one of the things that I teach and I present is guided meditations, because meditation is so important. It's just that time to stop and slow down and try to tame the monkey mind.
Oh, boy.
Try. And there's a million different ways to meditate. People put too much pressure on themselves with feeling like failures in meditation. But I have a specific meditation that I created where when you take the journey back to me, we start with a guided meditation that steps you into the experience of the entire journey back to me. And then I have a meditation where when we start the physical body 10 days, there's another meditation that I give to my clients. We do as a group if we're doing a group journey, and then we do individually, and they're recorded so that the clients can continue to use that meditation every day during that 10-day period. And for the emotional 10-day period, I have a meditation specifically for that. And if you're up for it, I would like to guide you through this meditation. And
yeah.
it's about 8 minutes, and it's worthwhile. And the intention of this meditation is to guide you in to the experience of feeling emotions.
Yeah.
Because that's different than talking about them.
It's very different. And what I'd love to do, Benny and Jacob, we're going to begin this now, and then when it's over, let's go right to break if we could. I love this. I'm ready.
Okay, if you're ready.
Everybody's ready.
Yes,
I want
everybody listening to participate if they can. Being barefoot is great. Just sitting, and I'm going to guide you through it. So I don't distract myself. I will go off camera. And so I'm gonna go ahead and start this.
And I'm going to go off camera, too, if
okay.
you don't mind. So I don't want to distract people either.
Okay.
Jacob, if you could put up just a revolving video, just something, a little video footage clip just to get people, right? I think you know what I'm talking about. If you could do that, that would be great. I think you have so many of them. Just something really meditative, if you could. And then it's all you, Gina Gill. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to stop my video. I'm going to start the audio, and we're going to begin the meditation. This This meditation is intended to guide you into feeling your emotions so you can receive their messages. Let's begin with bringing your awareness to the center of your physical being. Close your eyes and imagine yourself standing barefoot on a golden sand beach. In front of you is the ocean. The waves are gently rolling in and out. The sun is rising over the water as Father Sky brings warmth, light, and life to another day. Behind you, there are mountains covered in trees, flowers, birds, and nature. Mother Earth, Gaia, is alive. You can feel her heartbeat as you bury your feet in the sand at the water's edge. You can feel her breathe as the breeze brushes your face. Gaia breathes out, you breathe in. You are connected to Gaia. To merge with Gaia, imagine energetic roots of light spreading from your feet through the golden sand. These roots connect with the mycelium of the mushroom kingdom that spreads throughout the entire earth. Plug yourself into this wisdom. Breathe this intelligence in deeply. Breathe it out with gratitude. Now, to merge with Father Sky, open your channel of light from your crown to the base of your spine. Breathe in the light from the sun. Breathe it out with gratitude. Blend these energies within your physical body. Feel them flow and swirl within you. This is your prana, your life force. Remember that you are connected to all. Ground yourself into this energy. Anchor this energy within your center. Now feel this energy radiating from you beyond your skin like the rays of the sun. Begin to expand your awareness into your energetic being beyond your physical body. This is your energy field, your aura, extending out 40 layers. The first 10 layers are anchored in your solar plexus in the center of your body. This is the physical body energy field. Let's clean and clear these layers, releasing all heavy energies that are yours, those of ones you know, and those of the collective. We're going to use Breath of Fire to clean and clear these layers. Breath of Fire is short, forceful breaths out your mouth with the ha sound, like so. So we'll breathe in to clean, and we'll breathe out to clear. 10 breaths. Now feel the clarity in your physical body energy field. Enjoy the bright golden radiance in the first 10 layers of your aura. Next, we're going to clean and clear the next 10 layers, which are your emotional being. This aspect of you is pure energy and is designed to flow like water. It is layers 11 through 20 of your aura, and it's anchored in your heart center. Begin stepping into the water. Merge with the ocean as you connect with the movement of the waves. Continue to walk deeper and deeper until you are submerged at your throat. Feel your feet in the sand at the bottom of the ocean. Know you are safe. Breathe in the salty air. Now let's clean and clear the layers of your emotional being, releasing all heavy energies that are yours, those of ones you know, and those of the collective. Some emotions will feel light, like beauty, passion, courage, inspiration, connection, wonder. These will lift you and remind you that you're still breathing. They're buoyant. Your head is above the water. You can rise above any circumstance. other emotions will feel heavy. Fear, anger, hatred, insecurity, abandonment, worry, isolation. These will pull you down and drag you underwater where you cannot breathe. These must be cleaned, cleared, and released. All emotions must come into your body. They must come into your being and flow through your heart center. Flow all emotions through your heart center. Share the light emotions. Reach for the light emotions. Release the heavy emotions. As we clean each layer with a breath, I want you to raise your arms up out of the water. And as we clear with each breath out, lower your arms, pushing into the water, releasing all heavy emotions. 10 layers of the emotional field. Here we go. Arms up, breathe in. Breathe out, push down into the water. Layer 11. Layer 12, breathe in. Arms up. Breathe out, push into the water. Breathe in. Arms up, reach for the light emotions. Breathe out, push down into the water, release the heavy emotions. Arms up, breathe in, reach for the light emotions. Breathe out, arms down, push into the water. Arms up, breathe in. Breathe out, push down into the water, release the heavy emotions into the water. Arms up, breathe in. Reach for the high light emotions. Arms down, push into the ocean, release the heavy emotions. Breathe in, arms up. Breathe out, push into the water. Arms up, breathe in. Arms down, breathe out. Arms up, breathe in. Reach to the sky for the light emotions. Arms down, push the heavy emotions into the water. Layer 20, the last layer of the emotional field. Arms up, reach for the light emotions. Arms down, push into the water. Now feel the water supporting you. Feel the harmony. Feel the buoyancy, the balance of light and heavy emotions. Open all the portals of your being to receive all emotions. They're all here to be experienced. Embrace the flow as you breathe in peace and breathe out gratitude. When you're ready, walk out of the water back to the golden beach. Give thanks to Gaia for allowing you to cleanse your emotional being in her ocean. Give thanks to Father Sky for always supporting you with light. Now slowly open your eyes and return to your physical body.
Impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Ally Effect with Allison's Life, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit WildMinistriesLLC.com.
Wow. Welcome back, everyone. I want to just take a moment, and then I would love Gina Gale to really talk about what she just asked me and why this is so important and why this is a pivotal part of what she has created in Journey Back to Me. And by the way, if you want to find out more about her work, and Jacob, would you please pull this meditation out of this and let's send it to Gina Gale and she could share it with people. You can go to anywheremindbodysoul.com, anywheremindbodysoul.com. Gina Gale, this is such an important part of what you teach, but now we really have an understanding of why. And can we talk about this, and can we talk about, you know, what you asked me during the break, right? I was really hard-pressed to give you like a real left-brain answer to it. But this is all part of emotional coding, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. And that's the thing. Emotions are very, very difficult to talk about. But they're even more difficult to feel because that ability to do that has been taken away from us. And we take it away from our children. And if we go back to learning from our children and watching how they navigate and how they flow every emotion that comes at them all throughout the day and stop medicating them and listen to their expression of their emotions, we would all eventually reconnect. But what I ask you and what I ask everyone when we come out of this meditation is, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Yeah. And I think I said that I feel like I'm in a hot air balloon. And I said, I just think that, first of all, I thanked you for using the water. And I was really surprised. I didn't realize until you asked me, but I was really surprised. It took me to some really beautiful moments I've spent on the island of Oahu and the Hawaiian Islands, right? And I spent a lot of time there. I was in a relationship with someone for 14 years, family there, grew up there, the whole thing. So a lot of time, all the islands. But there's this one special place that very few people know about. It's only available if you know where it is. And there are two great things about it. It's a place called Cabela Bay, and it's on Oahu. And there are two great things. It's the most beautiful bay, at most 10 people on the beach. It's just gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's calm. There's nothing, no big hotels or there's one hotel, but you can't see it. The other great thing is right across the street, Korean barbecue, the best anywhere. But I was brought back there.
Yeah.
That's where I was.
That's beautiful.
I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which part, the meditation. I don't know. And, you know, as I lifted my arms, I could feel the air.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me, and I will say, I left a lot of things there.
Good.
That
good.
Were on my mind or in my heart or emotionally, I left them there.
Yes.
I don't know what else to say. Maybe you can help.
Well, that's why this type of work is so important. It is what will bring us back to humanity. It's time to remember that and reconnect with that part of our beingness. It is the most important part of our beingness. It is what separates us from all the other species. And the remembering is all in the feeling. Think less, feel more. And when I say that, the monkey mind immediately says, oh, no. I got this. I handle everything. And the truth is, the way that we were made, we need both. We need to reconnect both. And we reconnect the mind, the brain, the thinking part of us, with the feeling part of us.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when we shut that whole system down?
Mm-hmm.
As we have all of these emotions that we did not feel and they become imprisoned within our body, there's a way, and there's a way that I teach. There's a few methods that I use, actually, but the one that I use the most is called the emotion code. And Dr. Bradley Nelson created this. He received this from Spirit and knows how to use it and has taught it and trained a lot of practitioners. It's beautiful, beautiful work. It is the most rewarding thing that I've done in my work with clients, and this is what we do during this 10-day period of the Journey Back to Me. And once we start the emotion code work, I continue with people. A component within the emotion code revelation is a thing called the heart wall. And the heart wall is what we do to survive, in the name of surviving. We create a protection, a protective coat around our heart. We put it in a box. We put it in a vault. We put it in. There have been so many amazing ways that people have encased and protected their heart from their own experiences. And I have so many fascinating stories and testimonials from people, especially when the heart wall comes down. And when I start emotion code work with clients, it is always my intention to get to that heart wall and get that heart wall removed, because once that happens, the being takes over. The soul remembers how to, well, the soul always knows, but the entire being remembers the importance of being connected to the soul. And if there's a wall around the heart, mm-hmm. that connection is broken. And yeah. that's all created by design. That's being programmed into the human mind now. We don't need that pesky emotional system. We don't need a soul. That's just made up. The only real thing is we're robots and we just listen to our minds, right?
Yeah.
No. So there's this fight for the soul to emerge, and the only way for that to happen is to get rid of that wall around the heart. Once that happens, because the heart is the processing center of the emotions, just like the brain is the processing center of the thoughts. So when the heart is doing its job, allowed to do its job, it brings in the emotions and translates them into feelings. Feelings, you feel them. You don't have to talk about them. You don't have to language them. You feel them. They all have a unique vibration. And so if I say happiness, what do you feel? Did you just feel a lift? Did you feel like you were in
Did you see my head go up? Did you see my head just go up? Did you see me exhale?
Yes.
I did it like naturally.
They lift you. They lift you. Now, if I say hatred, it's a heavy emotion, right? And the thing is, all emotions are necessary. All emotions are gifts. And each emotion is a messenger. And the messenger is what spirit uses to communicate with us. And the heart center is where these messengers come into the heart center. And when they come out, it's a message. You listen to it. When... I'll give you a silly example. I hike around here a lot. I'm back in Texas, and there's woods and dried up creeks right now. And my favorite creek trail to hike down, I have now renamed Copperhead Trail. And the last time that I took a hike down that trail, this is no exaggeration because I counted. It's 1.2 miles down the trail, so 1.2 miles back from the trail. On that short hike, 10 copperhead snakes.
I was just going to say.
Ten.
I was just going to say.
And the trail is a sidewalk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, so the emotion that was evoked, it's a gift. It was fear. I know what a copperhead looks like. I know which end of the copperhead is the head and the tail. Fear guided me to just pay attention. And that's why I started counting. It's like, okay, where there's one, there's going to be another. It was I was a little late that night. It was right about sundown.
Wow.
And it's time for the copperheads to come out, you know, of hibernation during the day, and they're looking for something to eat. They don't want to eat me. They're no danger to me. I know which end is the tail, so I just go around it on the trail, around the tail end, right? But fear is there to guide me. And there's millions of examples of the light emotions that are also there to guide you. So with the copperhead experience, I at the other end of the spectrum of fear for me is courage, confidence. I could either be afraid, turn around, run back home, say no hike for me today. No, courage is at the other end of that spectrum from fear. And then you engage all these other thoughts, keep your eyes open, watch for them, go around, be aware. So anytime that emotions, when you open those portals, the 360 portals that are on that outer edge of the 20th layer of the emotional energetic being, when all 360 of those portals are open, all those emotions are flowing into our being. And using them, sending them in through the heart center to guide our actions, guide our words, is the most valuable thing that we can do. But remembering how to do it, I can help. I can support you in remembering how to do that.
Yeah, what I want to say is the minute you said copperhead, it brought me back to my desert days and the lessons of the copperhead, and it's interesting. You're right. At the end of the day, they're coming out, and a lot of the snakes, I've had several experiences, especially with rattlers, and they're part of that family. Yeah. But the copperhead is really interesting from a messaging point of view. You know, it is really about this idea, and it's shaped differently than it's like, I think it's like an hourglass shape or something like that. I'm not an expert on snakes, but it's a continuation of the cycle of life and death and rebirth. 10 of them, right? Right? 10, you know, one spiritual number, right? And I'm just curious. So you didn't feel fear, but I wonder what they were saying. Now, this is not me. I'm going to go out there for a minute because I have never met a species in a place like that where I'm with me, not like a million people, and I'm having a relation. This is a relationship. That seeing 10 of those on that pathway, that was a relationship. That was journey to me with the copperhead.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, what I love about it is we don't have to have words for what the message is. And sometimes we try to put words for the message and they're not there. What do you think the code message was as you were taking that beautiful walk and you had those amazing visitors along the way?
Yeah, you know, I'd have to sit with that for a minute. I will, because copperheads, copper, first of all, copper is one of my favorite metals, and it does have a lot of symbolism. I use it in my homes. I wear it. I have my copper triangle that I wear. You have copper?
Yeah, let me get it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like mine tarnished.
Can you see mine?
Yes. Yes.
It's in an electromagnetic device, but can you see the copper in there?
Yes.
Sorry, everybody, just trying. I'm turning away from the mic because if you were to come over here, you'd be able to see pieces of copper. I don't know what it is about copper. I think it was influenced copper because I worked for Bell Labs at age 17, and Bell Labs in Murray Hill completely researched a full copper roof. I mean, this is like 15 buildings. Full copper roof.
Oh, wow.
Love that. And what about copper? What about the tarnishing state of copper?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can go on, but let's hear you.
Yeah. Well, and doing a meditation in a copper pyramid. Have you ever done that?
No, but I'm going to have to come see you to do that one.
I'm telling you, when we connect and remember to connect with all the elements of Gaia. There's metals, there's stones, there's the sand, the water, the fire, the sun, the wind, all of these things, they stimulate our emotional being. They remind us of this greater connection. Our consciousness, you know, goes beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, I don't like the term subconscious and unconscious mind. I like beyond consciousness because our consciousness is so teeny tiny.
Mm-hmm.
It is so tiny, and our minds are being controlled by such tiny, oh my gosh, small thinking, and
mm-hmm.
so much of that is anchored in us because
yeah.
we are consumed with all of
mm-hmm.
these heavy trapped emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so back to the emotion code work, the releasing of those emotions, because when I have clients that sign up just for that service, the process begins right away, and every client that I've ever worked with, those who don't even understand the energetic body, they just believe and are led to me, they all give the same feedback, that they feel lighter. And yes, you feel lighter just because the heavy emotions are
mm-hmm.
released. We don't trap light emotions within our body. Isn't that
mm-hmm.
interesting?
Mm.
We don't hold on to those.
Have
you ever felt happiness and felt happy all day long when you were a kid?
Fascinating. I had a happy day yesterday. I will tell you that.
Good.
It was the first day since I've been quarantined. It's the first day I got out with my friend Dee Dee, and we actually dug dirt and put some brick down, dug dirt, and we're doing dirt digging and digging, grounding, dirty, filthy, dirty, loved it. By the end of the day. And now people in heavy labor, I mean, it was not, I mean, these are bricks. I mean, it was heavy labor, but it wasn't. And so heavy labor physically, but not emotionally. See, what I love about that is that two things can't operate on the same path. So if I'm in an element and we're moving things around and we're trying to level brick and sand is not cooperating, it didn't bother us.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what I love about what you did in the meditation.
Yeah.
Because if you knew kind of a little bit of my morning, I've got three people close to me on the East Coast. One of them just got through the hump of COVID, really bad cases. The fourth one taking care of them is asthmatic.
Mm.
And everybody pretty much, it's making the rounds in all of us. And yet, we haven't missed a beat on our network. We've asked people for patience. I had to cancel lunch today with Eric Crema, which I was a little bit unhappy about, my buddy Eric. Eric Crema is the program director that works with Benny on KKNW. He is the gentleman that brought this kind of programming to the world 20-plus years ago. I'm not unhappy now. And your meditation, I don't even know how to explain it. Can you talk for a minute in the time we have left? I got a question. People are asking, how do I join the program, Journey Back to Me? How do I join the program? How do I sign up? Can you tell me, how do I contact you?
Yeah.
And by the way, people are just, wow, such a peaceful, empowering meditation. Thank you so much, Gina, for sharing your gifts with humanity. I experienced light pain right before the meditation. Instantly, the breath of fire was gone. We're going to edit the meditation. We're going to pull it out. We're going to put an ocean backdrop to it, and then we're going to send it back to you. We'd like to help you distribute it, because I'm telling you, this morning for me, agonizing over a prescription refill, and I can't even think about it. How do people work with you? Can you please tell people, is it too late? Question from a listener. Is it too late to sign up for a program? Yeah, help me.
Yeah, it's. I usually start them on a new moon, and tomorrow is a new moon in Cancer. However, I'm not starting one tomorrow because I'm in this transition.
Okay.
It's nice to align with that energy of a new moon, and especially
the
new moon that is all about emotions. It doesn't matter. We can still tap into all of that.
Thank you.
And I can start them anytime. If someone wants to do one privately, we start whenever they are ready, because it has to be right for you.
Yeah.
You have to decide, today's the day that I want to start the journey back to myself. The journey back to me is not the journey back to me. It's the journey back to yourself, your true highest self. And that is what I am encouraging everyone to do. I want to guide you. I want to support you in your journey back to yourself, because as we each do that individually, we can then collect and better serve humanity. We can better share our gifts and remember what our gifts are. There's so much going on in the world right now. There's so many emotions that are trapped within trauma, that is trapped within our energetic being, and it's putting people into crisis. Like I said before, the drama that is so so much commiserating in the drama, living the drama, and then turning the drama into trauma. Traumatized drama is making people sicker and creating more illness, and it's a vicious cycle. And there's a good way to stop that cycle is to clear out that stuff out of the energy field. And besides using emotion code, I am learning a new healing modality that is called biofield tuning, using tuning forks. And Eileen McCusick is the creator and the teacher of this system. And I got my first tuning fork. And my friend, I tried it out on my friend yesterday, and he said, "This is your magic wand." He said that thing is the experience that he had with two taps of the tuning fork were just, it's the same concept. It's helping our body come back into harmony, because our body, our being, is seeking that harmony and resonance. We want to be okay. The key is feeling the emotions that are coming at us and returning people to that knowing. That's my greatest desire right now. Go to my website, send me a message through my website, or send me a text message directly, 940-231-0370. I respond to text right away. My email is gina.cloud@me.com. I respond to emails fairly quickly. Go to my website, send a message through the contact me. Anyway, you let me know that you want to sign up for one of these. I start with everyone with a complimentary session.
Beautiful.
Sit down for 45 minutes, do a Zoom, get to know you, find out what your desires are, what your greatest needs are, and I'm here to support you.
I want to thank you for today, and Jacob and Micah will be pulling off that meditation, and we'll be putting just a beautiful background to it. We'll send it to you, and under your direction, we'd love to be able to share it. Very, very powerful.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Soul Oceans with me, Gina Gale Gray.
take the journey back to me with a Freedom Coach and Oracle. InformationTalkRadio.com. Come back every fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific to further your progress towards rediscovery. You can also join my 40-day Journey Back to Me program to unlock your true potential and reunite with your soul. There's no time to waste. I'll share Spinspirations, which are messages from a spirit named Spencer, and lead you toward your solutions. Go to anywhere, mindbodysoul.com, and ask for a complimentary mind, body, and soul session. That's anywhere, mindbodysoul.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Happy Monday. Eric Ryder here with you on KKNW. We are approaching noon. Time for a quick look at our traffic on this toasty afternoon. We are finding congestion on southbound I-5 stretching from Federal Way on down through 5.